the Sick and Successful podcast. If you're a business owner, work in corporate, or have a side hustle you're passionate about, you're gonna wanna stick around. Because I promise to ask the tough questions and talk about the things others shy away from. You know, what it's really like to own a business and be chronically ill. I'm gonna give you that push you need towards following your dreams and be the friend you come back to week after week to talk about the real things in life and in business. If you have goals and are working towards them, if you're determined to be successful, no matter what life's obstacles get in the way, this podcast is for you. Dream big and tune in. Welcome back to the Sick and Successful podcast. This is your host, Natalie Supes. I hope you're having a great day today. I am feeling like I'm climbing out of fog. So I'm doing better. I'm working on myself, pulling on all the tools that I need. And today I wanted to come to you with a positive podcast, with something a little bit uplifting. And I've realized I've been on a lot of episodes recently on other people's podcasts and doing a lot of PR and media. And a question I get quite often is, why are people with chronic illnesses different? Like, why do you want your whole team to be someone with a chronic illness? And so I kind of want to talk about that today. The top five things that are pros to having a chronic illness and being successful or being an entrepreneur. The top best things of being sick and successful. And I'm going to just go through it and in no particular order, but I just want to give you maybe some inspiration if you have a chronic illness, maybe if you are struggling with your mental health, maybe if business is not doing so great and you need a little bit of a reminder on why you started this in the first place and why you're the right person to be doing what you're doing, or maybe you're physically feeling like shit. Because we all get there, right? Maybe you're physically feeling really, really down and you just need a reminder on how some of those things can help us in business. So I'm bringing that to you today. The first thing I want to talk about, and again, it's in no particular order, it's our unyielding determination. I'll say it again. As those of us who are chronically ill, who have mental health struggles and are entrepreneurs, we have just the most beautiful capacity, capability, and strength to just be determined, unyielding determination. It's like resilience is one thing, but when we are hit and hit and hit, odd after odd, just like crushing us, illness after illness, complication after complication, unsuccessful employee after unsuccessful contractor after failed launch after whatever, we get up again and we keep going because we have no other option. As somebody who's chronically ill, you understand that if a medication fails, it fails. What's next, right? You can't dwell in the past and be like, man, I really wish that medication worked. Maybe I should try it again and hope it works again. Like, you wouldn't do that, right? So in business, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, employee failed, we got to fire them and move on. Okay, let's, what are we going to do now? How are we going to restructure? Launch failed, okay, that sucks. Let me feel that for a second. Okay, now how are we going to restructure? I'm driving for a goal, I'm pushing for a goal, and I have unyielding determination that I am going to reach that goal because we've had to learn that through our own health struggles. Do you feel me? Do you know where I'm coming from? Even with mental health, it's like if you are stuck in bed day after day and you haven't showered for weeks and it just feels like the most unsurmountable task in the whole entire world, and then you get up and you do it and you feel just a little bit better, drained of energy, but better that you accomplished it. And then you bring that into your work life and you have a to-do list that's 30 miles long. And at the bottom of the to-do list, you have that one thing that's been there for the last like 3 months and you know you need to do, but it's going to be so complicated. You're going to have to call someone, another person, get some numbers and then add in like, fine, track this thing down, whatever it is, you know, whatever that task is for you. It gives you the determination to get those things done so you can move a step forward in your life. We learn differently. We learn from our experiences. Number two, what I want to talk about kind of falls perfectly into that is creativity and adaptability. Oh my gosh, if we are nothing at all, then we are creative and adaptable. When it comes to being someone who is chronically sick, you are going to have to think outside of the box for almost every single aspect of your life. For example, like when I was younger and I would go to the movies all the time, like I would have to figure out how to explain that I'm in the bathroom for 45 minutes after the movie's ended and the whole theater is emptied out and all my friends are waiting for me on the outside. And like, you know, whether I was going to tell them the truth about my chronic illness or something else, I had to be creative and make it so that I personally wasn't dying of shame and embarrassment. And so that they were cool with it, right? So whether it's like, hey, go in the car and like put the CDs on, it's gonna be a minute for me, I'm not feeling good or whatever, my illness. Like, I don't know if that was the best example, but I think you can relate where like even if you're in a hospital room for a day or a week, or you're waiting in the ER in Canada for hours and hours and hours, you're at doctor's appointments week after week, you're bored out of your mind. Those are so boring. So then you start thinking, creating and allowing yourself to be connected to the universe, to God, and to have thoughts, dreams, aspirations. We think differently. We just are different people. I truly do think that managing a chronic illness fosters creativity. And not just that, not just creativity, but adaptability, being a leader, because you have to advocate for yourself. And then you turn around and do it in your business. You innovate in your business, you create new products and new services, and you accommodate other people because you've had to learn to do that in your day-to-day life with a chronic illness. It's from experience that I say that those that have struggled with chronic illness, mental health, or any other big life obstacles really do take life so much more preciously because we know that it's not infinite, it's not forever. It's not promised to us. And so I think that's another way how we're able to be creative. We can think outside the box and not follow those social narratives, those societal norms, because we know that that's just a construct. Number three, and this is the one that I probably recognized early on in my chronic illness journey, that this was a benefit for me for my chronic illness, is empathy and connection. I said this on a podcast not long ago, but I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't have a chronic illness. I was very much so like win, strive, type A, hustle mentality, like climb the corporate ladder, doesn't matter who you step on the way up type of person. Not that I didn't love or care for people, but I cared for those close to me, but not the ones that I had to win against, right? As I got sicker and sicker, I realized, dang, you cannot judge a book by its cover. I mean, a book that you're reading, you totally can, and I do that all the time, but like, you cannot judge a human by their cover. It's profound, the empathy and the connections that chronic illness can provide us with, even just being chronic illness entrepreneurs and meeting with other chronic illness entrepreneurs, or even your audience or your customers just is phenomenal, and having that shared experience. But on top of it, like the empathy, even when like a customer or a potential customer or like someone who's never even been a customer, but they've come across my stuff, when there's somebody who's coming at me with some negative words, at first they hit home and they always hurt me. And as much as I try not to make business personal, it always feels personal. But then I really try hard to take a moment and realize that they're in some kind of bad headspace, right? And attack it from that, like not attack it, but like address it from that. We've had clients in the past who like come to us almost at the exact same time every year with a similar problem, and they're quite upset and they're quite over the top. And I realize that it's the time of the year where budgets are getting a little tighter and things are. And so just with grace and love, we chat and we get through it and we get down to the root of the cause and we go above and beyond for that customer, make sure they're ecstatic for the rest of the year. But it's just something that I've gained from having a chronic illness where I don't think I would have been so compassionate and had so much empathy if I haven't had to have compassion and empathy shown on me all the freaking time. And then alongside that compassion and empathy, because we have it, because we are so really in touch with other humans, It allows us to build deep, meaningful relationships with other people. Doesn't matter if they have a chronic illness or not, but like in business, sales is relationships. And so if you have that empathy, you have that connection, you're able to build a strong relationship and foster loyalty and create supportive communities around your business. And that's one of my biggest strengths. That's what so many people admire about me is how I'm able to, or how I've been able to build this whole entire business all through relationships. We've never run one paid ad. It's all been through relationships. And I think that is because of what I've gained from my chronic illness. Number four is time management and prioritization. Holy macaroni, do you learn that when you're going to 17 plus million appointments a week and juggling a job and university and whatever? It really, really opens your eyes on how important time is, and not just your own time, but other people's time. And then on top of that, time management is the spoon theory. And if you've ever heard of the spoon theory before, make sure you Google it. But essentially, you only have a reserved amount of energy per day. And so with time management, it's so key that you look at your calendar and you say like, okay, today I have 3 meetings and I can do that, but I need to make sure I input lunch here. And I need to make sure at the end of the day, I do this. And this is how I block off my calendar. Like, what chronic illness has given me is I can't not listen to my body, because my body will rebel to the end and back. So I need to listen to my body. So my calendar is every Friday blocked off. I talk about this all the time, but during the week, like I will look weeks ahead. And if it's starting to get really packed with meetings, I will block off time. I will block off evenings or afternoons. And then evenings and weekends are a non-negotiable for me. Those don't even exist on my work calendar, because I know if I push it, my chronic illness is coming crumbling down and I'm going to regret it and not be able to do anything. So prioritizing my health has helped me also learn just key little things like being on time to meetings. It's just like kind of all rounded into one. And the last one, I said it's not in any order, but the last one I think is so important is inspiring others in advocacy. Because when you've gone through something so traumatic, whatever it is, you become more compassionate, right? We talked about that. You have your own story. And if you've come to the other side, or you're clawing your way to the other side of the success while still managing the illness, people are going to look up to you. If you want to share your story, that's something you totally can do. And if you don't, that's totally okay too. But it's something that I find has been such a blessing for me, as something that keeps me going day after day, is getting those messages in my inbox of like, I listened to your podcast and thank you so much for it because it helped me get a job. Or I listened to your podcast and my mom shared it with me when I was at my lowest, and now I feel like it's actually possible for me to live a life. Things like that really, really impact me. I wouldn't have been doing any advocacy or inspiring others if it wasn't for this chronic illness. So for me, that's a big, big gift it's given me, even though it's everything it's taken. And I don't want this episode to be like, yahoo, chronic illness, like it's such a blessing. Because I could totally put together a 20, 30 page list on like what it's taken from me. But I did want this podcast to be uplifting. And so there are some good things that can come out of shitty things. And those are the ones that I look at and I really resonate with and I think are important. But I'd love to know if there's any others that you have. If there's something you're like, I would never have done this or been like this or had this if it wasn't for my chronic illness or my mental health struggles, please, please, please send me a DM. My Instagram's super simple to remember. It's sick and successful. There's a period in between sick and successful. 2 periods, sick, period, and period, successful. So go on over there, leave me a DM or a voice message, whatever, and I will personally message you back. Because we are all in this together, all right? Remember, dream big, it's possible for you, and your next version of success is around the corner.